You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm joined once again by Colin Daniels, the manager for working age and young people with the Macular Society. And he's here to tell us about what is happening in this month's Macular and Me webinars. Colin, thanks so much for joining us again.
No, thanks for having me on again. It's great. It's a really good way of getting the message out there and getting some virtual attendees at our webinars. So that's fantastic. So thanks very much.
Good stuff. So to again this month, what's coming up in the first webinar? I believe it's a little bit different this time.
Yeah, what we're doing this time for both webinars is we're sort of having Ask the Experts kind of session. So this is really, we're trying to make them quite as interactive as we can. So the first one, which is on Tuesday the 18th of July at 7 p.m, is when we all go to the eye clinic or the optician, we speak to an ophthalmologist or an optometrist. So we've got one of each coming to the session, and Kathy Yelf, our chief exec, is going to put questions from you guys, from the attendees, to the ophthalmologist and optometrist to find out what's going on and what certain tests are for, because we all have tests when we go to the eye clinic, and sometimes we don't really know what they're for. So this is an opportunity to ask those kind of questions.
Great stuff, making it much more interactive as well, getting the attendees involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more the better questions, the more questions we have, the more informal the session will be and the more fun, I think. So some really tricky questions to those ophthalmologists, I think. So things like how do we test color perception? You know, think questions like that. Just throwing one out there.
So that is the first Macular and Me webinar. What about the second one coming up towards the tail end of the month?
So this is on the 27th, or on Thursday the 27th. Now I need to highlight something here. There is a new time of 7 o'clock. So we've moved them in a line with the other one. So they're both at 7 p.m. now. And again, it's Ask the Experts, but this time it's Macular Society experts. So we've got a research team within the Macular Society, run by our director of research, who's fairly new. But we're having Jerry Hode, who's the research manager, and Sarah Clinton, one of our research officers. And again, this is ask anything you like of research. So we'd like some questions in advance, so Jerry and Sarah can do some homework and some squirreling around and seeing what they can find about. And it's about any research around any condition. So whether that's funded by the Macular Society, because as you know, we're a research organisation, so we do fund research ourselves. But there might be some other research you find out about going on around the world. So maybe just ask email in and ask the questions in advance. And obviously, you can join in on the chat as usual and ask questions along the way. So for both sessions, you can send an email to mymacularandme@macularsociety.org. So that's mymacularandme@macularsociety.org in advance of the sessions.
And finally, if listeners want to come along to one of these webinars or watch the full archives, how can they do so?
Well, as always, it's hit the old Macular Society website. Or sign up to our e-newsletter, which will take you directly to the page you need to go to. But on the website, if you Google Macular Society webinars, there's a registration page, and you can register for both sessions on that page. And there's a link from that page to our other webinars that we've hosted over the last year or so, or 2 years really now. And also you can find our previous webinars on the Macular Society YouTube channel. And something new for the sessions that I host over the last couple of months, we've also started doing the talks as a podcast. So you can subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, for the usual suspects.
Wonderful stuff. Well, Colin Daniels, the manager for working age and young people from the Macular Society, thank you so much for joining us here once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.